the photos of this individual from Hazleton who was wanted for this murder of this volunteer fire department member, Jessica Lockwood, 39. She was also an ambulance technician that went missing on April 27th, April 28th. Her body was found burned. They have the photo out of this individual, Terrence Leroy Ray, 55 years old, who was last known address as 137 Murray Avenue in Hazleton. He fled the area, should be considered armed and dangerous as per the district attorney, and advised that the subject should not be approached by the public, said there are multiple law enforcement agencies looking for this individual. His photo was plastered all over our local media the past 24 hours since this press conference yesterday that happened just before we got on the air, which is why I'm bringing it up again today. They have a theory on motive and such behind this. It appears that the 39-year-old woman had some sort of pill issue due to injuries that she had and developed some sort of substance abuse problem. Probably had her doctor-prescribed pills cut off and went to other means. That's what it appears here. Again, that hasn't been laid out, but they did mention that she had a substance abuse issue due to past injuries. This is not uncommon to where, you know, you get used to pain pills and doctors try to weed you off those pain pills and it doesn't work the way they expect it to work. And it's interesting when the doctors aren't in the pain, they seem to have all the answers, though. It's a dangerous road to go down. I've had many surgeries that have required these very same pain pills, and I was very cautious because of, you know, working in narcotics and dealing with this day in and day out to the point where it was probably detrimental to my body because, you know, after spinal surgery, I was on very powerful pain medicine, and I stopped it every couple of days to make sure I could. And the pain would come back intensely, and it would totally destroy my quality of life to where my doctors would yell at me and say, hey, you got to take what we're giving you. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine with taking it, but I have to make sure, you know, I can stop. And it turned out the stronger medicine, like an oxycodone, I had more issues stop not taking them, coming off the withdrawals, than I did the pain I was originally dealing with. And once I realized that, I didn't want them anymore, wanted nothing to do with them. So I went down to a lower stepped pain pill and then stepped it down even lower to that until I got down to just a naproxen. And, you know, that's how I've kind of managed myself. But, you know, I understand the pain. So I don't judge anyone who is living with pain. It's amazing the amount of pain you learn to live with when you have to. But you shouldn't have to. There's a lot of other alternatives out there. It's just, you know, a lot of pain management doctors, a lot of doctors in general don't have the time to dedicate, you know, to not only managing your injuries, repairing your injuries, but managing your pain management and dealing with it. And you know, I think they have a duty to, but we know how, you know, doctors go in their appointments to where you're kind of in and out and that's the end of it. So yeah, it's kind of left up to you and the people around you. But it appears to me that this was maybe her provider for, you know, street pills that were filling that void. Something obviously went wrong, and she's dead, and this person's on the run. And law enforcement will no doubt catch up with this person, this individual, and he will be brought to justice. And I'm sure we'll find out more as it moves on. But as far as someone like this is on the loose, you know, we have to realize that these aren't victimless crimes. You know, the guy who just deals pills, pain pills, who seems like a nice guy and, you know, he's just helping people out. And, you know, I got a couple pills on the side for you if you need them. They're violent criminals. And this proves that. And this happens over and over again. You have to realize a drug dealer is a drug dealer. And they are violent in nature. That's how they maintain their territory. It's how they get the payments that are coming to them. And you have to realize that. It's 3:22 here at WILK. We'll be back in just a minute.